They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sins. Okay. Now, the phrase corrupted themselves is an important expression because it displays the depths of their sin. Don't just glaze over that phrase, they corrupted themselves. Because this phrase is only used 6 times in the Bible. And 5 of those times that it's used in the Old Testament. And it's always talking about people who basically have gone into idolatry. For example, you have an Exodus where Moses goes up to the mountain to receive the commandments of God. And what do the people do? They convince Aaron to make the golden calf. They rise up to play. And we understand that that's referring to the fact that they're playing the whore. They're becoming idolatrous. And what does God tell Moses? Hey, get ye down, for these people have corrupted themselves and have gone out of the way. He's referring to the fact that they've gone into idolatry. You also have the example in the book of Judges where a judge would rise up and deliver the people from the oppressor. But as soon as that judge died, the Bible says that they would return and corrupt themselves more than their fathers in serving other gods and worshiping them, etc. You also find this example in the book of Jude, okay? The Bible says in verse 10, you don't have to turn there, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Now, why is this essential? Why is this important? Go to Romans 1. Go to Romans chapter 1. Hold your place here in Hosea 9. Romans 1, verse 22. Because the 5 times that it's mentioned in the Old Testament is always in reference to idolatry. The 1 time that it's mentioned in the New Testament, which is in Jude, it's in reference to faggots. It's the reference to sodomites, people who are reprobate. Which, by the way, a false prophet is a reprobate. A sodomite is a reprobate. These are all the same thing here, okay? Now, Romans 1 gives us a step-by-step program how these people became reprobate. Look at verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and to creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, we often say, look, a person becomes a reprobate. Why? Someone tell me. They reject Jesus Christ. They reject, right? The Lord. Well, it's no different in the Old Testament. You see, when you see a nation get into idolatrous practices and they start serving Baal, what does that mean? They rejected the Lord. That's why it says in Romans 1:23 that they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God and made an image like unto corruptible man, into birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. That's called idolatry. So someone who has rejected Christ, they're not just rejecting Christ, they're putting someone in his place. Okay, whoever that may be, but of course we understand that it's a devil. That is the first step that people take into becoming a reprobate. They reject the Lord. And what happens? God gives them over to uncleanness. And what happens when they're unclean? They corrupt themselves. Okay, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 32 verse 5, they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. You see, the spot that it's referring to there is the fact that when you're saved, the blood of Jesus Christ is imputed upon you. Whereas someone who is a spot of a reprobate, as we see in Jude, is a person who has rejected the Lord. Okay, they're not saved. They're twice dead, plucked up by the roots.